John O'Shea joins us. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well, mate. We've been talking this morning just on what Winks has done for racing. You've been around through a couple of different banners, Godolphin and now back solo. Mate, what do you think when you go to the races and you know she's going to be racing?
Well, it just depends, I suppose, Andrew. She'd take on a little bit there previously, and we were never under the illusion that we could beat her. But I always used to like running horses against her if they were going somewhere deeper into their prep race, because I felt that, you know, she was always the best form, and if you had form around Winks, it always stands you in good stead for whatever you're doing down the line. So I never used to shy away from running it because I felt that it gave you the right form lines to be competitive later in your preparation.
And I guess Hartnell is one that springs to mind through your time there.
Yeah, well, Hartnell's a perfect example. I can remember with the Cox Plate where it was allegedly a match race. I mean, the only people that didn't think it was a match race was Macca and I. You know, it was more about him having the right lead up to the Melbourne Cup and protecting his weight. And, you know, that was sort of what our view was on the race. I mean, everyone else thought it was a match race. So I went to the races very relaxed that day because I didn't think we ever opened Ella beaten. So, but it was about him having a good hit out leading the Melbourne Cup, and which he did, and he ran third in the Melbourne Cup, and probably had he had a little bit better barrier, might have finished a bit closer. So, mate, yeah, look, she's champion. I think that if you want to express what she's done for racing, you only got to drive to the airport here in Sydney, and there's a big banner there on, you know, it's all about, you know, what she's put in the mainstream. So we'll always be indebted for what she's done for the sport.
For sure. And when you watch her, John, what goes through your mind when Hugh does give her a little bit of a squeeze and she starts to go?
Well, she's never looked like, you know, apart from that day where Red Excitement skipped on her, she's never really looked like getting beat, you know, like, so it's just, you know, I would imagine Chris is very relaxed, you know, Huey always keeps her out of trouble and steers around, and about turning for home, he gives her a bit of a dig in the ribs and a click up and away she goes. So it's all pretty painless, I would think.
Yeah, we can't wait for tomorrow. 10 to 4 for Winks time. You can't wait for tomorrow. You got a couple of genuines on your home track tomorrow?
Yeah, a couple of nice chances, Andrew. Turn up there tomorrow and hopefully have a little bit of luck.
Kaepernick lines up in the Southern Cross, getting back to probably one of his best tracks.
Well, he won this race last year. He loves Randwick. He loves the 1200. Obviously, there's a short-priced favourite in the race, but yeah, we're very happy with where Kaepernick is at. Like I said, he loves this track and trip, so tomorrow will be no different. He'll be nice. He'll run a very good race.
You obviously pinpoint races, like you say, won it last year, and probably in a similar vein to where you've done with the Magic Millions into this race.
Yeah, exactly the same program, mate. Yeah, look, there's certain races where he can be effective. We like to keep him a little bit fresh because his fresh record's very good. Obviously, we thought we had him primed for a race at Flemington late last year, and he all but got over the line. And so he raced very well again in the Magic Millions, and this race has been on our agenda, you know, all along.
Okay, so that's Kaepernick, and he's showing to you he's just enjoying his time?
I thought his trial last Thursday was as good as he's ever trialed. He trialed up behind Abby Clapper, which is no mean feat because, as you know, when Abby Clapper's on song, he always gives a very good performance at the trials. And we just tracked up behind him and he trialed very well.
Intrepidatious just had absolutely zero luck there the other day. Tomorrow's a slightly softer barrier.
Yeah, no, I had no luck at all at Rose Hill. And, of course, you know, you don't really want to be treated without cover. Not that it was Tommy's fault, just the way the race panned out. I think tomorrow she's an opportunity to get a lot better run in transit and you'll see a much better performance from her. Albeit, you know, it's a very open race, but we're happy with where she's at and expect a much better performance from her tomorrow.
She led and won at Canterbury on debut. Do you feel that, you know, just box seating's maybe the best option tomorrow?
Oh, look, I think she'll probably even, and I'll speak to the stewards about it, but I think she might even be a little bit further back just to make sure she gets the right run. We'll probably be inclined to follow the favourite rotator and see if it can't bring us up the straight. She showed a lovely turn of foot at home here when we're flipping her just off the speed, and I think that's where she'll be tomorrow.
All over Bossa Nova goes around in the second last, the Triskay. Is she in a good vein of form off those two runs at Rose Hill?
I thought she was very brave at her last start, Andrew. She She had the lump 58. For her, that's quite a bit. She's only a little mare. It does look a little bit of speed in this race tomorrow, but where, you know, she's been set for this race all along. It's been a main target and expected to run very well. You know, I think the key for her tomorrow is to drop down to 53. She probably just like to get her toe in the ground a little bit, but she won't get that tomorrow. But we're very, very happy with where she's at. I think Rachel's a really good engagement for her, and we expect to look the winner at some stage.
All over Bossa Nova in race number 8. And just before I let you go, I noted he tweeted overnight, Tom Marquand, who he rode for you and rode for others at Randwick. He went back home last weekend and he rode a winner at Kempton on Thursday night. So he straight back into it there.
Yeah, no, I'm tipping the temperature was a little bit different, and possibly the quality of horse he had to ride was a little bit different being Kempton on a Thursday night. But look, I think you'll find he'll come back to Australia next year at the end of the English season, flat season. He'll bring his girlfriend, who's also a jockey, and they'll probably be inclined to stay a little bit longer. So I thought he was a revelation. I mean, he's a tremendous young rider, and if we can get him to come back, it'll be great.
Yeah, it would be. No, he got a really good positive reaction, Tom, for sure. Thanks, John. Good luck tomorrow.
Always a pleasure, Andrew.